Community Connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. Opportunities to focus on one of the performing organizations around our area. Lauren Green in for our discussion this morning with Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. And you got a concert coming up in just about a week. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. A little cool this morning, but...
It is.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm telling my garden to say, you know, just make it through another couple hours and it'll be fine. Yeah. I'm not sure what'll, you know.
Well, and the calendar does say the middle third now of November, so
anything
I guess we
can
expect some cooler weather.
Anything can happen.
But anyway, the atmosphere will be warm
it will
inside
be
the
warm
community
in
center
a week and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Saturday, the 19th of November. We have our next concert. And it's a fun concert. You know, I could come on the radio and say, oh, we have a great concert. We have a violin soloist with a symphony. And everybody go,
of course,
okay,
you do.
Yes. Yeah. And the Pope's Catholic, I hear, too. But
we would expect a violin soloist with a symphony.
And that she's pretty and she's virtuoso and all of this. And people would say, yeah, all right.
Okay. Bringing a bass soloist might be unique. But
we've only had one of those, yeah. I think. And that was the top of the line, Gary Carr, many years ago. Yeah. But anyway, so yes, we do have a violin soloist. But it's a different sort of concert. We've called it Atlantic Crossover for two reasons. Because we're doing music that is... either American influenced by British or British music or some, you know, cross-pollination there with Great Britain. But also because it's a crossover concert in the sense that there's some light classical, there's some pop-oriented stuff for orchestra, there's some, you know, pop music that's done in an orchestral way. There's a variety of ways of doing this. And so we have a real mix of music. And with the violin soloist, this is really what triggered it. Her name's Lindsay Deutsch, young violinist, incredible performer, just electrifying. But she'll be doing a very interesting program because she's going to be doing a brand new suite of Beatles tunes mm-hmm. for violin and orchestra in three movements, sort of like a concerto. But it's all based on all the Beatles songs we know about, 12 or 15 of them that occur in this thing. And it's brand new, world premiere. Written for her, commissioned by her, and so we have the privilege of giving it its first public outing.
Wow.
And then the big focal piece of the concert really will be a suite by George Gershwin from Music of Porgy and Bess. A lot of familiar songs that people have grown up knowing that was arranged for Joshua Bell back about 15 years ago now.
Which he has been in Bartlesville three or four times.
Yes, he's been here several times and was just in Tulsa a month or so ago. And Joshua Bell's fantastic violin virtuoso. And he had this arrangement, 20-minute concerto, basically, mm-hmm. based on Porgy and Bess written for him. That's just incredible. I had no idea what I was getting into when I said, sure, we'll do some Gershwin, but it's a monster.
When you look at Porgy and Bess, I mean, there's the very familiar tunes, Summertime and some of that, but if you get into the actual meat of the show with Bess, You Is My Woman Now and some of the other songs that people may or may not know, there's some great music.
It's great music. There's familiar melodies. It was wonderfully orchestrated by Gershwin, and in this version we're doing, it's been rearranged for the violin with an orchestra by a Hollywood composer whose name was Alexander Courage.
Bum, 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 bum.
You're right, Charlie. He was the composer of the music for Star Trek, the original Star Trek music. And it was interesting that it was noted by some that has probably become the most recognized several fanfare notes, mm-hmm. even beyond Fanfare for the Common Man, or maybe even beyond E.T., those first few notes of Star Trek. Well, Alexander Courage had a very long...
Well, and that first three notes has been used in virtually all of the films, too. So
yes, they made a point, which is interesting. No matter who the composer was of all the following films, they made a point to keep that original tidbit from mm-hmm. the original TV show. Well, we're not doing Star Trek, but we are doing this arrangement by Alexander Courage of the music of George Gershwin for violin and orchestra. And it's just really astounding. Courage had a very long career in Hollywood, starting as an orchestrator. Then he scored many films, many TV shows through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And then as he got older, he went back to just orchestrating and became John Williams' orchestrator, and actually orchestrated a lot of John Williams' famous scores. You know, again, that's a dirty little secret there, that a lot of the film composers don't write it out.
They'll write out basically the outline
right.
of it.
And maybe some instructions, give this to the woodwinds, give this to the brass or something. But they have pros come in and do it for
them. And the orchestrator is buried way, way, way down almost to the end of the credits.
You may not even see him on the credits. Just part of the industry.
It's kind of like Marnie Wilson singing for all those movies. You know, Marnie Nixon,
yeah.
That sang, you know, for Julie Andrews and everybody else.
So anyway, it's going to be a great piece, great performance, and it's going to be one interesting thing on the program, Charlie, is that we're doing a piece by Paul McCartney. Now, of course, I just said we're doing a whole Beatles concerto, and people go, right.
Yeah. Lennon and McCartney wrote most of
it. We're actually doing a piece for orchestra, a quote, classical piece that McCartney wrote for orchestra called Tuesday, and he did a whole album of orchestral music.
And I've got a copy of his concerto on CD at home, he's done quite a few different things.
So it's very interesting, and it's a piece called Tuesday, a little bit moody, but it lovely melodies, and so that's a way of approaching British music from a different angle.
Well, it's better than looking at some of the other ones you could have picked up that were, I don't know, some of the music for British bands or something like that. You know, but
I love that too, but we just don't happen to have a brass band handy. Now going the other direction, we're doing something pretty outrageous because we're doing some music by an American composer written about a British story.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Sweeney Todd. And if people know the story of Sweeney Todd, either seen the music or the movie with Johnny Depp or seen the Broadway show, they know this is not your grandma's
Lansbury
musical.
Of course, had the lead for a long time.
Yes. And that's sort of an interesting juxtaposition even in itself, when the people who know Angela Lansbury and realize that in Sweeney Todd she was playing the lady who made meat pies out of ground up people. But that was sort of the joy of it all.
Just a forerunner of Soylent Green, but anyway.
But anyway, we're doing a suite from Sweeney Todd, Music Sondheim, written by an arrangement by an American jazz arranger, Don Sebesky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful and gives all the impact and the grittiness and the terror in many ways of the show.
And I'm trying to think of some of the themes on that show. It'd be a little challenging for your orchestra.
It is. And this arrangement is challenging too. It puts instruments way up in their crazy registers and uses harmonic effects. And I still have to figure out exactly how to get that factory whistle, you know, to just absolutely put people out of their seat at the very beginning. We'll see what we come up with.
Those factory whistles have been torn down over the years all across the country.
Actually, one sounds here at noon every day, doesn't it? Maybe
it does.
I can talk.
You could get several days of recordings and choose the one you like.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
This is certainly going to be a fun performance for the orchestra. It is, again, your Atlantic crossover, and we'll invite people over and tell them more about the program when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, previewing next week's Bartlesville Symphony Atlantic crossover concert. And Lauren and I have been kind of previewing some of the music on the concert. We probably won't make it all the way through the entire concert bill because I want to get Dylan Everett involved just a little bit and talk about some of the non-musical things and, of course, preview a little bit more of the concert. Always some fun things surrounding the symphony concerts because people get to come early with symphony bites. I assume that will be another item coming up next week as well.
Correct. Sound bites. It starts at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that you get your tickets so that we have enough food for everyone, but it's a wonderful time to sit and listen and listen to Upbeat with Lauren and the performer, Lindsay Deutsch. She will be out there as well, talking about the concert. So it's an opportunity for you to come in and have a heavy hors d'oeuvres, and you need to be there at 6 o'clock when the doors open. Mm-hmm. They're $20, right. And you can purchase them at our office or at the BCC.
And, of course, you get a little bit of insight and just a conversation back and forth between Lauren and whoever the artist happens to be that particular time. You get to know the individual, the person, before you actually get to see him or her perform.
I think that gives a lot of the audience an opportunity to really have a better understanding of what they're listening to and hear the background and a lot of things that you guys sit here and talk about over the radio. A lot of people don't know, but they enjoy the music, and so it gives a lot of the background to that, and I think it makes it more enjoyable when they have the opportunity to hear all that before they walk in the door. So I invite everyone. Now, Upbeat starts a little bit later than Soundbeat, and it's free. Mm-hmm. So you can come at 6 o'clock and have the sound bites and eat, and then at 6:30 is when the Upbeat with the artists, with Lauren Green, will be talking about the concert. So.
But why not come and get the whole experience?
I agree. It's a wonderful hour before the concert starts.
And of course,
get parking, get set up, you know, settled, and
it's just a fun evening all the way around. And the conversation before I think adds a lot to it. You get plenty of time to, you know, easily make your way into the auditorium then and look through some of the items in the program, and frequently Lauren's notes point out something even that he didn't mention, you know, during the Upbeat. So get a little bit more the story behind the story.
Correct. And, you know, it's a holiday weekend, and I think people have a lot of different people coming in. Gives them an opportunity to entertain. We still have tickets available.
Okay.
And I want to encourage all the students that are going to be on fall break to come out and hear this. I think it'll be something that they really enjoy as well.
Sure. And an opportunity just to I know this kind of adds to what you already do, even with your concert where you bring the students in and get, you know, one more opportunity to just reinforce that message to some of the people who are just starting that early music experience.
Yeah. You know, and we make an effort to do that. People tend to think that, oh, it's a symphony concert in community center, so it must be very expensive and out of reach, but we really have made it possible for students and people who of various means to attend the concert. We have different price ranges for tickets, and then if you're a student, it's even cheaper than that. So it's very accessible, and a family can come for a reasonable amount of money and probably get off still a lot cheaper than going to a movie or something.
Well, I think you're right, and just because it's a live performance created especially for you that particular evening, it just makes it so much more special. And you get to see people who maybe some of the students may end up taking violin lessons from or something else, you know, doing what they do on stage, because so many of your orchestra members are teachers as well.
Well, I think that's true, and we also try to engage guest soloists like Lindsay, who have a real heart for young people and reaching out and not just running into town, playing their tune and leaving the next morning, but they want to find ways to touch young lives. Lindsay will be talking to some of our school musicians when she's here. She even has her own foundation that she has started that works with youth orchestras and finds ways for her to appear with the youth orchestras and support them. And so she's really into that. One thing Lindsay does also in this sense is finding ways to touch generations, maybe more her age in the 20s and 30s, who have not grown up with classical music in their lives. So she goes into clubs and all sorts of different venues and mixes up pop music with classical music and does these mashup sort of things. And, you know, doesn't wear her formal gowns, but just goes in and reaches people with music that they say, oh, well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have gone to a concert hall to hear it, but she's bringing the music to them, so to speak. And she's really made a career of this.
When you work out the schedule, and I know you are programming frequently a year or even further out on that, when you're looking at future concert seasons, you work with these people like Lindsay, and you say, this is something that she likes to play. Can she work it out with the symphony? That's a lot of work to really look for these artists and bring, you know, special people to Bartlesville.
It is, because, you know, the number of good violin players, for instance, is just phenomenal. And any one of them would be just tremendous. But we try to find that right fit. And sometimes it works, sometimes less so. But we try to find the fit with the orchestra, with our situation, with our community, with kids, whatever we can do to do something a little extra beyond just walking onto stage, playing some beautiful music, and walking off stage.
That interfacing with the audience, that, you know, we've been over to the Arvest Center, just like our last concert. We had people after the last concert, Charlie, people were calling in, writing in, and, you know, I think it's the fit that he has planned on this program. It has taken a lot of time to prepare that, and I think you guys will be really excited. You definitely don't want to miss it.
Right.
Yeah. But I think the last several years, the additional outreach that I've seen, maybe you've always done it, but I think it's more visible over the last couple of years, that the symphony really reaching out and saying, you know, wait a minute, yes, you do play serious classical music, but you're also our local symphony. You're trying to meet the musical taste, the musical needs of the Bartlesville area.
Well, we try.
I want to say a little bit about that, because, you know, my love for kids, I've always been educating kids in music, and I think one of the things that I like to see is that when they are being taught, even at school or if they have private teaching and they move on to these competitions and things, that they can come see where they could possibly be. We're setting the future up for them. Mm-hmm. We're saying, hey, yes, I used to be sitting right where you are. Lindsay comes in and says, I used to sit right where you are, and look where I am now. It gives them an opportunity to see how that goes. So you do want to encourage people to bring their kids.
And of course, I think just seeing these performers, the people who are, you know, in the midst or maybe even at retirement age or past, that are still using skills that they learned at, you know, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade levels and continue to enjoy making beautiful music. So it works out all the way around. Lauren, a couple of other things on the program that I want to at least touch on. One particular composer that, yes, he's done some serious things, but probably best known for Sleigh Ride or The Typewriter or pieces with a particular hook.
Well, that's Leroy Anderson, of course. And it's interesting. It just popped into my mind, the interesting connection there. Leroy Anderson was, for the bulk of the mid to late 20th century, the composer for the Boston Pops, mm-hmm. especially during the Arthur Fiedler days. And when all those records that we have inherited, you know, that our parents had of Boston Pops with a funny picture of Arthur Fiedler on the front. Well, most of that music was done by Leroy Anderson and arranged for them. So here we have Leroy Anderson, who is a Boston Pops composer. And then the Gershwin piece we talked about earlier, which was done for John Williams and recorded by John Williams, who is the Boston Pops conductor after Fiedler, and Courage, who worked with John Williams. So anyway, there's sort of an interesting Boston Pops connection here. But that, be that as it may, yes, we're doing a piece called Irish Suite by Leroy Anderson. And it is in his typical sort of light classical style. Mm-hmm. We're only doing one movement of it, but he's taken some Irish folk songs and just arranged them sort of real flashy for orchestra. And since he knew he was writing for the Boston Pops, he didn't hold anything back. No. And threw in all sorts of interesting funny things and little inside musical jokes, you know, you find in the third trombone a little reference to some classical piece or something. And so we're doing the Irish Washerwoman, again, just a sort of a flashy sort of opener to the second half.
But it's nice to find those musical jokes along the way, and you have a skill of pointing those out to the listening audience, either from the microphone on the stage, or better yet, if they come early and hear the rest of the story, so to speak.
Yeah, but you're right. He's most known as the composer of Sleigh Ride or the Typewriter or What are some of those others? I can't even think.
Yeah, but, those are the two that probably most common that people would say, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Tickets are available.
They are at the community center. They just can go online, communitycenter.com, Bartlesville, communitycenter.com, or go to the hall and pick them up.
And that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
And, of course, student prices are very reasonable. So bring the family all the way down to the youngest. They start to learn some concert etiquette along the way and have a good time in the process.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you guys on the 19th.
On the 19th. That's a week from Saturday. Bartlesville Community Center is at 7:30, am I correct? 7:30 on that.
And tune in on that Friday, and we'll have Lindsay with us, and we can quiz her about her
she's coming on the radio.
Yeah, she'll be on the radio talking to a guy named Charlie Tarvaletti. So it'll be great.
Well, thank you very much. That's a community connection this morning. You are invited to the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra concert a week from Saturday. And again, be listening next Friday. We'll get to talk to the artist more in just a moment on K1.
Since you graduated, your college team is still your team for life. You can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, too.